Good day, listeners, and welcome back to the Transforming Minds podcast. I'm Babajide Johnson, and I'm so glad you've decided to join me again on this journey. Today, we're diving into part three of our five-part series on change. So far, we've explored why change is necessary and how to embrace it, but as we all know, making change stick is where the real challenge begins. Building sustainable change, it's not just about starting something new, but about creating a shift that lasts, that weaves into the fabric of our lives, our organizations, and even our communities. Now, sustainability when it comes to change isn't a quick fix. It's a process, a purposeful one, that requires vision, patience, and an unwavering commitment to seeing it through. And that's what we're unpacking today. How do we make sure that the energy we put into transformation doesn't fade away the moment we face challenges? Whether you're looking to improve yourself, build stronger habits, or even inspire change in those around you, this discussion is for you. Let's think of it this way. Just as planting a tree requires nurturing the roots if we want it to grow tall, true and lasting change starts from within, doesn't it? So as we explore the building blocks of sustainable change, I encourage you to pause and reflect on your own journey, your own transformations. What are the roots you're nurturing in your life right now? Sustainable change at its core begins with purpose. If you think about it, whether it's transforming your personal habits or leading a team through organizational growth, you need a clear vision to guide you. Without it, actions can become scattered, progress feels aimless, and before you know it, the momentum you once had starts to dwindle. Take a moment and reflect on this. What is the deeper reason behind the change you're pursuing? Is it about improving your health? Maybe you're already to create stronger sense of community, or perhaps you're building a culture of accountability in your workplace. Whatever it is, check in with your values, your why, because that's where it all starts. A well-defined purpose isn't just motivational, it's a compass. And you can feel the difference when you're operating with clarity. I'll share an example from my own work with Transforming Minds. Whenever we set out to effect change, one of the first steps is creating a shared vision statement. That's more than just words on paper. It's a way to align decisions, behaviors, and even expectations. Everyone on the team knows what we're working toward together because the vision makes it clear. But I understand how easy it is to lose sight of purpose in the day-to-day busyness of life. That's why I often encourage people to take up a simple practice, journaling. I'm talking about setting aside time, maybe just a few minutes, to write down what's important to you, what you're working toward, and most critically, why it matters. There's something incredibly powerful about seeing your long-term goals laid out in your own handwriting. It reinforces them. It ingrains them deeply, and it makes them feel attainable even when the road ahead is unclear. And this purpose, this clarity, this is what will keep you steady when change begins to stretch you, when it challenges you to your core. So start with your why. Hold on to it and let it be the root from which everything else grows. All right, let's talk about what really anchors sustainable change: systems and habits. Now, when we think about change, the mistake we often make is looking for quick fixes or one-time solutions. But real lasting transformation comes from the actions we repeat consistently. Those small adjustments that may not feel groundbreaking at first, but over time, they stack up in powerful ways. I remember back when I first started implementing structured routines into my daily life. It wasn't some big overhaul. It was simple things. For instance, dedicating the first 5 minutes of my morning to mindfulness, just centering myself. At first, it felt insignificant, but over time, that one small habit set the tone for the rest of my day. It became the foundation for better focus, better decision-making, and ultimately better outcomes. And that's the beauty of habits. They multiply their impact over time. If you think about it, many of the changes we want, whether it's improving personal productivity or creating a supportive work environment, rely on systems. Let me give you a practical example. In some workplaces, leaders have started adopting structured systems the prioritized tasks, and eliminate unnecessary distractions. Something as simple as introducing a daily planning ritual or setting specific check-in times with team members can completely transform workflow and reduce the mental stress we carry. These aren't massive adjustments, but they make change feel automatic, even effortless. And it's the same with personal growth. Maybe your goal is adopting healthier habits, eating better, staying active. Instead of committing to a complete makeover overnight, start with smaller achievable actions, like replacing sugary snacks with fruit or setting a goal to walk 3 times a week. These are small steps, yes, but they create momentum. You see, systems and habits are like scaffolding. They support the long-term structure of your vision. Now, I want you to reflect for a moment. What small habit could you start today, right now, that aligns with your larger goal? What system could you build that removes some of the friction you've been facing? Sometimes the simplest actions have the greatest impact when done consistently. Now, here's a truth we all need to embrace. Change, especially the kind that lasts, is rarely a straight line. I mean, life isn't perfect, right? Situations change, unexpected challenges show up, and sometimes our plans just don't work out the way we imagined. But this is where patience and flexibility become your greatest allies. When I first launched the 360 Man Initiative, there were moments, honestly, when I felt overwhelmed. Getting men across different walks of life to align behind one vision of holistic growth. It wasn't easy. There were setbacks, some logistical, some personal, but what mattered most was staying committed to the big picture while being flexible enough to adapt. And I think that's the lesson here. Just because something doesn't work initially doesn't mean it isn't worth pursuing. Sometimes we just need to adjust, pivot, and keep going. Flexibility, in this sense, doesn't undermine the vision. It strengthens it. Think of it like a tree in strong winds. It bends so it doesn't break, but it doesn't stop growing. When obstacles arise and they will, ask yourself, how can I respond differently? How can I stay aligned with my purpose while shifting my approach? That kind of mindset not only sustains change, but deepens it. And let's not forget to celebrate. You know, it's easy to get so caught up in the pursuit of our goals that we forget to pause and acknowledge how far we've already come. But those milestones, whether big or small, they matter. They reinforce the effort, the progress, and the dedication that brought you there. Take a personal example. Whenever the 360 Man Initiative hit a new milestone, whether it's hosting a successful workshop or seeing someone's life transformed by the program, we always take the time to celebrate. We gather, we reflect, we thank everyone involved. Because those moments remind us why we started in the first place, and they give us the energy to keep pushing forward. It's the same for you, whether your milestone is completing a small step in your journey or achieving a major breakthrough. Take the time to celebrate it. So as we wrap up this part of our series, I want to leave you with this. Sustainable change doesn't happen overnight. It requires patience to see the process through, flexibility to navigate the unexpected, and the willingness to acknowledge and celebrate every piece of progress along the way. Each small step builds toward the lasting impact you're striving for. And that's all for today. My friends, thank you for joining me. On that note, we'll continue this journey next time with even more ways to build enduring transformation. Until then, stay committed, stay focused, and remember, every change begins with you.